night is marked by giving gifts, feeding latkes, and lighting a menorah, but there is a lot more than just the menorah lighting that goes on in southeast Wisconsin as far as community events go. And we wanted to talk a little bit more about the holiday will be marked here. So we welcome in Rabbi Hannah Greenstein with the Milwaukee Jewish Federation. Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning.
Talk to me a little bit about what you guys have going on. It's quite an eclectic mix of activities.
Yes, well, Milwaukee has a large, diverse, and very active Jewish community, and there are lots of opportunities to celebrate Hanukkah no matter what your interest. This Sunday, there's a community-wide celebration sponsored by many organizations across the community and many synagogues. There will be activities and food. That's from 10:30 to 1 at the Harry and Rose Sampson Family Jewish Community Center in Whitefish Bay. If you're more of a sports fan, there's a Hanukkah party with the Bucks on December 23rd, 7 p.m. tip-off, halftime Hanukkah party, lighting of the Hanukkah or menorah, desserts, and a visit from Bango and the Hoop Troop. There's also a concert, if you're into music, a Hanukkah Klezmer concert this Thursday, 7 p.m. It's free, and it's also at the Jewish Community Center. If you're a young adult, there's a group, Young Jewish Adults Milwaukee, having a Christmas Eve party at the Intercontinental from 7 to 11 p.m., Wednesday, December 24th. The theme this year is Ugly Hanukkah Sweaters.
I love it.
Yeah, it's cute. And actually, they got together a little bit beforehand, some of them, to make their ugly Hanukkah sweaters. I mean, it's something you can do on your own, or you can show up and do it as a group.
What were some of the best ones? Have you seen any good ones?
There are a lot of ribbon button motifs.
And I know that's not the only kind of more lighthearted event going on this week. There's also a Hanukkah pajama cup party. Is that true?
Oh, yes, there is. That at the Milwaukee Jewish Day School, I'm actually going to be taking my kids to that on Thursday night.
That's excellent. I guess, do you feel it's kind of important for the community to have a mix of more lighthearted events, yet the old school, more somber ones that teach kind of a reverence for the faith and the point of the 8 days as well?
You know, this is really a celebratory holiday. We're celebrating the miracle of Hanukkah. You know, we're celebrating the victory of a few over many. And so, you know, this is really, it's a celebratory and fun holiday, and I think the events reflect that. There are other more somber times of the year when I think the activities reflect that.
What's the highlight of the season for you? You mentioned one that you're taking your family to. Do you have anything specific lined up that you want to make sure you get to?
You know, something that's really important to me is on Hanukkah, it's also a season of giving. And so my family, we make charitable gifts, and we have a conversation, you know, what is the cause that's most meaningful to us? And then we make charitable gifts in each other's names rather than exchanging gifts. That makes the holiday very meaningful to us.
And I guess, is there anything else coming up that you wanted to mention that we forgot? We kind of cut you off in the middle of the lineup for the 8 days. Anything else before we let you go?
No, but I wanted to let you know that these and other events can be found at the Jewish Community Calendar at milwaukeejewish.org. So I encourage everyone to go there and take a look.
Rabbi Hannah Greenstein of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, thanks so much for making time for us this morning.
Thank you.